expecting some so I'm expecting some people to come in from LinkedIn. For the first time, I did something on LinkedIn where I sent out an invitation and people actually responded, like eight or nine people responded. But then again, so far none of them have appeared, but they might be watching it on YouTube. So actually,
And we're live.
yeah, we are live. I'd say we are. I'd say, I thought I was dead, but the rumors about my death have been greatly exaggerated because here I am, so we are live. Welcome to the Sound Broker Mastermind Roundtable. This is the 81st meeting of this group, and you could be part of it as well if you like. All you got to do is get in touch with me some way, somehow, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, wherever you see it. And welcome to those people on Facebook and YouTube that are watching us right now. I was just saying to the guys that I put an invitation out on LinkedIn, and about eight people replied that they wanted to watch it. So you might be watching it on YouTube, or you might be coming in on the panel, but I haven't seen anybody from LinkedIn on the panel yet. But hey, it's early in the day and it's only 4:05. We're missing some regulars. A bunch of people are working. Thank God that some people are getting back to work. It's really good. I have been extremely busy in selling Avid parts, which is really nice. And the last thing I'll say before we open it up to everybody else and go into the stories that we want to cover today, and that is, remember, everything you hear is an opinion, so do your own research and don't take anybody's word for anything anymore, because you can't, because who knows what's real and what's fake, and nobody knows. And by the way, has anybody seen that video that's going around with all the world leaders singing songs and their mouths are perfectly matched to the words that they're singing? Has anybody seen it? Because the deep fakes are here now and they're getting better and better, and it's hard to tell the difference between what's real and what's been doctored up. Has anybody seen that video going around with the world leaders singing various songs?
No, but you know that Beatles doc that you mentioned, that has a lot of deep fake technology in it. I mean, it's
How do you know
amazing.
that, Paul?
Because I read an article in it was the Atlantic or Esquire or some rag. I read some article in some rag.
Really? Because I mean, I didn't want to get into the Beatles thing yet. But seeing you brought it up, we might as well just jump into that right now. Yeah, I the did anybody see the whole thing? Did everybody see the 6 hours? It's
David's getting bum rushed right now.
No, he's working. Actually, we have a
He's
guy
getting
that's
bum
actually
rushed.
working.
Look at these guys. They're bum rushing him.
Yeah, well, they see that he's busy doing something other than work, and they want to be part of the show, because a lot of people want to be part of this show. This is one of the better shows that are out there.
Oh,
I
look
think
what's
we're going to
coming
be picked
now.
up.
Look what's coming now.
I think we're going to be picked up by Hulu. That's it. I mean, that's really something else. But the Beatle thing, David sent me this article from, what's the guy's name? Leffett's Letters. And he says, "The Beatles demonstrated exquisitely at length in Get Back. You can watch it in nostalgia. You could watch it as a learning experience, or you could watch it to be inspired. And yes, the ultimate lesson, you got to put one foot in front of the other, and you got to take risks, and you've got to do it." So that's what he says about it. But I have only one problem with that, with the Beatles Get Back. And that problem is the fact that he takes a lot of the stuff at a chronological order. So you never get to see them do the one song from start to finish on the process. He's moving it around to keep it interesting and keeping it active. Whereas I would have really preferred to see they work on one song, Get Back, how it comes to be, and then go into the other songs, and then eventually end up on the roof. But that's pretty impressive. Anyway you look at it, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
Anybody have any comments?
Paul McCartney did that with his book. All the he put he published a book of all his lyrics. I don't know, a couple hundred of them or however many he had, but they're in alphabetical order. They're not in chronological order. So he deliberately wanted to not have it chronological for some reason. I think he had a reason. I
Yeah,
forget
well,
what
it
it
turns
was,
out
though.
when you watch the Beatles thing, you realize that Paul McCartney really was one of the he was the guy that was pushing things ahead with the band. He was absolutely pushing things ahead. But what I got out of that is that, you know, as John Lennon would say, when George Harrison was writing something, he said, just keep singing it with anything that comes in, and eventually the words will come that you need. I thought that was really brilliant, and it opened my eyes to a lot of things. And the other thing that I think they did, when they couldn't find words, they started adding, you know, la la la, like obla di, obla da, you know, kind of things like that, where they really didn't have the words that they wanted to put in, so they just put in sounds. And a lot of those sounds.
At one point, Paul was trying to think of words for a song, and he started reading the Daily Mirror, which was right in front of him. So he just put those words in there.
Yeah, I read the news today. Oh boy, the English army had just won the war. You know, I mean, that those are intense words. But then you look at some of the Beatles songs, and some of the words that they have just are really, they just don't make any sense whatsoever in the song the way it is. But you take it, I'll give you one example and tell me what you think about this example. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. In real respect, that doesn't make any sense. But you take it as if you put love in, you get love out. Anybody have any comments on that?
It's just brilliant. It's just a brilliant lyric, that's all. Because it makes you think. It makes you think, what does he mean? What do they mean, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Give and take. You know, a pair of words that we use all the time. Instead of love that you give, and love that you receive.
You're a bit low there, David. Pump it up, man.
Yeah, he's a little bit low because he's working, Paul. And so he's miking himself under a mask.
No, the microphone wasn't under the mask. Is that better?
Oh,
much better, much better.
Yeah, so I was just saying that he used the words give and take, which is what we use a lot, instead of give and receive, or offer and receive.
You know, yeah.
Give and take.
Anyway, so speaking of give and take, if anybody has anything they can want to say about that, that's, you know, now's the time to do it.
Pretty sure the lyrics of Michelle are actually just gibberish, where he's pretending to sing in French. It doesn't really.
That's so funny.
It's made up words that sounded right with the song, but it's not actually a language, except for the word Michelle.
Yeah, that's so funny, and I wouldn't know because I don't speak French. You know, so it sounds good to me. Yeah, you know. Of course, you know, the guy that really got me into the French of all was Marie Chevalier, you know, if you remember it back, you know, and I loved his laugh.
Sure, it wasn't Pepe Le Pew?
Well, I think Pepe Le Pew stole the accent from Marie Chevalier, you know, you know, and for, you know, anyway, moving on. Here's an interesting tidbit. Kenny G is the best-selling instrumentalist of all time. I had no idea about that. And I actually got a chance to work with Kenny G. One of my first tours, when I went to work for A1 Audio, Al Senescal says, you got to get out on the road so you see what it's like. And he made me an A3 where I was just packaging up cables. You know, I mean, my favorite story is that we were in an elevator going up, and Muzak was playing in the elevator, and he turned to me and he says, man, this place is happening. So, sorry.
He finally made it. Once you hear yourself
on the air, I grew up with his cousin.
Did anyone watch the People's Choice Awards last night?
No.
It was terrible. I mean, it was a good thing you didn't, because Kenan Thompson was the MC. That guy is not, to me, he's just not funny. And he's like the hottest thing going now. It doesn't make, I just don't get it. Do you get it, Jan?
Well, I do, because Kenan Thompson has been on Saturday Night Live for a long time, and he's, you know, he's been one of the mainstays. I think he's been on that show more than anyone else. I mean, his length. Hey, Greg Baker's in the room. How you doing, buddy? What's happening?
Listen, the reason why I left my mic open, I want to apologize to you, Jan. I rushed home. I, you know, I somehow I have no idea how, but I'm a frequency coordinator for an NFL game on Sunday afternoon. A dinosaur is, you know, lives, you know, so...
You're a frequency coordinator? Is that what you did? I hear.
Yeah.
That,
right? Yeah, Paul. Yeah. It's, yeah, there's so much going on. There's Airbicon, who does the, you know, coach to player on either side. And then you have coach to coach on either side. Then you have ref to ref. And then you have ref to New York. Then layer on top of that, you have frequencies for Microsoft, who does all the playback on either side.
Iceland. Greg, can I interrupt you for 1 second, just so that everybody would know who's listening, who's not an audio aficionado. When he says frequency, he doesn't mean repetition of things happening over and over again. He means frequencies. Of radio frequencies, RF radio frequencies, for wireless equipment like the headsets, the microphones, that kind of stuff. So go ahead, go on. So people are not thinking that it's you know, things that are happening over and over again.
No. I'm sorry, and you know, I mean, Jan, thank you for the explanation to, you know, people who don't know that, but people who I see on this. You know, on this call, know what I'm talking about, you know.
Right. Well, I just clarified it for myself, so I knew what you were talking about.
where do they station you? Are you in a booth up in the sky, or are you down on the field, or what?
Sidelines. You know, at Raymond James, we're at about the 20-yard line right against the wall. And, you know, my job is with a laptop sitting there looking at frequency. You know, there's so many layers because, you know, then you have the broadcast people on top of that. Then you have all the vendors, which in Tampa is Aramark. They're saying, hey, we need more potatoes on tier 3, etc. Then you have the local you know, people, plus you also have all the Wi-Fi for you know, and 5G for, you know, all the fans. It's
what full software
spectrum. It's proprietary NFL software.
So then you've also got the teams sending signals from the booth down to the field, and that stuff's all highly encoded.
Coach to coach. That's done by Airbicon. And
but that has to be rock solid where nobody can crack it, because the other team would love to have that information from the guys up in the booth, the defensive coordinator sending signals down to the team. You can't hear
Absolutely.
That, can you? No one can hear that.
Absolutely. The main proprietary signals for entertainment or for sports are channels 21 and 28 in Tampa, okay, only. But for what you were saying, Paul, is there's a deal cut with the military, and they take up mil-spec channels for Airbicon for those channels, 4.524.42, and yeah, nobody can get on those channels, and you know, Raymond James Stadium is an eighth of a mile away from Tampa Airport, and you know, half a mile away from McGill Air Force Base. So it's a dance, you know. Everything is cool until there's a review. you know. And then when a review of a call happens, all the spectrum stuff just goes to the top, you know. And there's going to be dropouts.
And when the game's over, you know, they have to run down to the field and find the MVP, you know, the guy who's the star player, which is probably Tom Brady, right? So, right, so yeah. What frequency is that on? What frequency do they use for that?
Well, that's broadcast, though. The broadcast folks have their own segmented frequencies. Okay, so whoever it is, whether it's Fox, ABC, or CBS, they have their segment. You know, on any given frequency channel, there's 128 slices in that channel, Paul. And so you can go ahead and frequency lock all of those and then just blast out, you know, so much frequency. If somebody else wanted to come in, they ain't going to be able to come in because of the game that's there.
When's your next gig?
Sunday, 4:25 p.m. kickoff. I'm, you know, 9 a.m. loaded.
And we're going to look for you on the
sideline. Sunday.
We're going to look for you on the sideline, so wave to us, okay?
No.
Yeah, wave to us. You can't do that.
The NFL rules are really strict. I got busted four times for not wearing, for distracting from the NFL experience, for not wearing the proper uniform, you know. I wore a night bob shirt. And got one.
Sunday, Raceway Park, yes. Okay, that's it. That goes back to my East Coast days. Anyway, is anybody going to be traveling overseas recently? Anybody have any plans? If you do, you got to apply for a passport right away because there's going to be long delays. This year, the resurgence in demand for passports with about 15 million applications have been submitted already. So if you're thinking about getting a passport to travel and you need one or you need to update it, get it done right away or you will not be flying overseas anytime soon. Another thing is, speaking of traveling, United Airlines made history this week. They flew a passenger aircraft with 100% sustainable fuel. So that's pretty cool, working with the environment and everything else like that. So that's something that might work. And also, the designers hope that a hydrogen-powered plane now will fly halfway around the world without refueling. So there's this project called the Fly Zero Project, which is led by the Aerospace Technology Institute and funded by the UK government, came up with a concept for liquid hydrogen-powered mid-size aircraft. And the plane would be able to fly 279 passengers nonstop from London to San Francisco or London to Auckland, New Zealand, with one stop for refueling. So technology is starting to take hold. Hydrogen is pretty cool because it's in water, and the water is in everything.
In Thailand, are you guys getting an influx now of people or people flooding back into Thailand?
No, we're not seeing an influx of people, although I am seeing it getting busier. So what's happening right now here where I am is the owners, the people that own places that couldn't come back for 2 years, are now starting to come back. So we're seeing the owners come back and we're seeing the family members come back. But we're not seeing any, historically, Thailand, the biggest tourists in Thailand are the Chinese and the Russians. And I'm seeing more Russians, but I'm not seeing any Chinese, very, very limited Chinese. So the bars are still not open. The bars are still not open yet in most places. And when they did open, Patong, which is the main tourist street, which they call Walking Street, basically now, because they've let the tourists in, now they're having some COVID outbreak, which they never had in the numbers that they were having when Phuket was just a sandbox. But now they're laxing it up because they need the tourism and they want the tourism. So they've laxed things up. And now, of course, we're getting more COVID over here. So
Yeah, Dan, I'm moving your way, actually, to Bangkok, probably May or June. I got to wait. I'm going to get a retirement visa. So there. And I'm still working out the condo deal, with Renaissance. But yeah, I'm going to be your way. I'm going to be a Himalayan snowbird. I have my house in Bhutan and, going to float between the two.
Well, it's an interesting thing, Greg, is that the Thai government just is moving ahead very quickly now to change the retirement rules to make it a lot easier for foreigners, or Falangs, as they call us here, to become residents for retirement. Now it's pretty difficult, but they're going to make it super easy in January. Come January, I believe they're voting on it, and it looks like it's a slam dunk to pass. So it'll be very, very easy for foreigners to live here in Thailand. But Thailand's an amazing place. If you've never been here, I highly recommend it. The food is phenomenal. The people are really nice. The beaches are off the hook, nice. There's history everywhere. There's beautiful temples, and there's plenty, and the weather is gorgeous, except it rains a lot. It actually, today for you guys, I thought we were going to have our first day without rain since July, but it turned out that towards the end of the day, it drizzled just a little bit. So, but it was beautiful today. Beautiful.
What part of Thailand are you going to land in, Gregory?
In Bangkok. There's two production companies that I've worked with to go ahead and do stuff into Bhutan over the years. And so they've asked me to come around. I'll be just a consultant and, I'm a dinosaur, Paul. I've been doing this since 72. I did when the Stones played Tampa, I did that gig, and I tell you what, it took me 3 days to heal after that, and I was an A4, and that was cool, to go ahead and do it, but the one thing I gotta say is that all the audio guys used to gripe about the lighting guys taking all the points, all the mounting points. The video guys are now taking all those points. It's all about video right now in large arenas. And audio's in the third seat, which is a shame, because it used to be we go to the concert and, just get wowed. So my humble opinion only.
Well, Greg, I've always said this, that when people go to a concert, what they always say is, I'm going to see the band, whatever the band is. They never say, I'm going to the concert to hear the band. They always say, I'm going to see the band. And video now gives them that opportunity, where it used to be lighting what they would see. Now it's the video that they're getting to see more than anything else. And even the cheap seats now become really valuable, because you're seeing everything that's on the stage based through the videographers, whatever they want you to see. And you could always focus in on what you want, but you could see it from any seat. And with the advent now of linear speakers, every seat has the same sound, basically. So it's
pretty
much. But when they leave the show, they usually say, wow, I heard the band sounded phenomenal. They that's the first thing they say, and then they go into the look of the band. Is that the same over there in Australia, Wayne?
I think so. Yeah, I pretty much think so. Most people go to see the band, and if it doesn't sound any good, they don't enjoy it.
Yeah, the thing is the only time, as David Dansky will attest to, the only time that they write about the sound is when it sounds bad. You'll never see a review where the sound in the arena was spectacular, except for Dave Vedansky. He's the only one I know that ever got a review like that, you know?
You would probably deserved it for that day.
Sure. What was that, David?
I said David. The few and far between. I mean, you know, if you read anything, it's always a complaint.
We used to say that there's only two, you know, there's only two people, there's only two things that everybody knows, is that number one is how much money you should be making, and number two, what it's supposed to sound like, you know, so, but moving on, once in a lifetime, there's a new comet that's going to be streaking through the solar system. Called Leonard. Leonard, yep, and it'll be visible in the southwest around sundown, and it'll be visible from now until the middle of January, and then it will disappear from our skies forever. So if you're into astronomy, then that is something that you want to check out. And speaking of moving, basically the payrolls report came out, and it seems like November jobs payroll really high. So people are getting back, and I think that because they're working more, we're going to have more opportunities to see more concerts. And I think that's going to keep everybody more busy in our industry. And hopefully you'll have time to come and visit us and be part of the panel still as well.
Speaking of comets, there's a show coming to Netflix on December 24th called Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio, an incredible cast. It's a comedy about a comet hitting Earth.
You know, it's interesting you should mention Netflix, because I was thinking about that today. You know, here in Thailand, I noticed, and because I never really watched Netflix as much as I am now, but I noticed that every week they seem to have new material that they're putting out that they've created. And some of this stuff is really good. They've got this one movie, I can't remember the name, maybe David would know, with The Rock and with, what's the comedian that played the guy in the Deadpool, Ryan something or other. Dave, you know what I'm talking about? Guy that owns...
Yeah, it's called Red Dennis with The Rock and...
Ryan Reynolds.
And,
Ryan Reynolds, yeah, he bought a cell phone company, you know? So, yeah, that's... I mean, they have a lot of really good material. The Squid Games were good. I'm trying to think, you know, there's just so much I'm watching right now. And then it's funny, you watch a movie that was made in 2004. I just watched one with Jason Statham, which I'd never seen before. And to me, you know, it was pretty good. It was... he played a mafia boss that his son got killed, and then he went to work for an armored car company to catch the murderers that killed his son. Interesting plot. I can't remember the name of it. Speaking of which, has anybody used Amazon One?
I use Amazon Prime. I don't know what Amazon One is.
Amazon One is a new paying system where you walk into a store and you wave the palm of your hand, and it captures your biotechnology from the palm of your hand. Has anybody heard of it other than me? Oh, there's going to be a link in the chat. There'll be a link in the chat.
Available in Thailand.
I doubt it'll be available in Thailand anytime
soon. So basically,
coming to a theater near you.
Basically, it's palm reading. This is the futuristic future of palm reading.
That's correct, and they will tell you your future. You have no money in your account. Get out of the store. You know.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a Ferrari right now. I just bought a Ferrari.
Hey, Paul, thanks. I just bought one too. I just captured your handprint. Thanks. Anyway, so also. If you guys are sending out packages for Christmas, the Christmas season is getting bit busier. And I read an interesting article on NPR about how to get your packages there on time. So we're going to throw that link in the chat, too, if you're interested in getting your packages there. Also, there's this year, you know, at the end of the year, they always do these top 10 things, you know, top 10 articles. But and this year, something caught my fancy. It was the top 10 health and medicine breakthroughs of 2021. And I thought it was really, really cool about that. You know, so many technologies, what they did, of course, the vaccine for COVID is one of the top 10. But there's also some other things, like, for example, let me just look at it here. They had two groundbreaking vaccines for COVID-19. They had a new treatment for a rare and deadly disease called the Hutchinson-Gilford progeria syndrome. I mean, that's how rare it is. I've never even heard of it before. They have major breakthroughs in gene technology for therapeutics. They have a game-changing shot for Ebola. And basically, it's now been approved by the FDA. And you take this shot, and boom, it cures your Ebola if you got it. Because up till now, you know, Ebola was a death sentence if you got it. They have the first home test for COVID, that, you know. They now have a better way to fix a torn ACL. It's restoration implants. And that is something cool. I tore my ACL skiing, and that's a really popular, and now they have a way to restore your ACL. So it's an interesting article. If you get a chance, you want to check out the link. And so that's about the size of it. Another interesting story that I read about last week that I didn't get to was in Barbados becomes a republic, and they made Rihanna the national hero. And she's been awarded the National Medal of Honor from in Barbados. So one of us, I mean, I consider Rihanna one of us because this is a musical-based Zoom meeting, you know? So there you have it. Anybody have any comments on any of that? Anybody else have a torn ACL? Now there's a cure for it.
I just had liquid injections put in my knees, so.
Yeah, now there's a cure for the ACL, which is pretty amazing because that's usually the career-ending injury for a lot of people. When you tore your, you know, it kept me out of the skiing slope. And speaking of drugs, if you're a drug addict, New York City is a place to go to right now because they just introduced safe sites where you can go get injected in any kind of drug that you like. And I think that they're going to hire Chris Cuomo to run the program. Oh no, wait, that's another story. You know. Interesting thing. Okay, so Chris Cuomo, his brother is the governor of New York, or was the governor, and he was the anchor on CNN, but they found out that he helped his brother. And I find that to be unfortunate because I think he did the right thing by helping his brother. I mean, wouldn't, you know, if you have a good relationship with your family, wouldn't you put your family first before anything else?
It's just another excess of the cancel culture. It's just another excessive.
Apparently, what he did was he used some of his official sources, and he wasn't allowed to do that. That's what they got him on.
They got him on that. Okay. He wasn't just sticking up for his brother then. It was more than that.
He was trying to find out who the women were who were going up against his brother, and he was using official sources to do it, and that's how he got fired.
Yeah, but I you know, I mean, if it was my brother, my brother, I wouldn't do shit for. But if I loved my brother, you know, or you know, or if David needed my help,
your brother,
I would break the law for you if I had to, you know. And but it wouldn't
then
be breaking
you could
the
get
law.
Stuck for breaking the law. Who's going to say?
But did he break the law? Did he break the law?
No,
he was against his contract.
He broke.
It just looks bad for CNN.
Yep.
You know? Optics. They just have to worry about the optics. And, you know,
yep,
the buddy that they tie into follows him, what's his face? Don Lemon is going to have to do everything he can to back away from all the talk about being best friends and all that stuff. You know, he's next. We'll get Don Lemon next.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, his show, if you've ever seen it, was highly controversial, and Don Lemon is even more so. So just like on the other side, in you know, Fox and you know, Kennedy and all those people. I don't know. For me, it's just way too much division. That's the reason why I'm moving to Thailand.
Yeah, I mean, since I've been here, I really don't. I used to watch. There were shows I'd watch every night. I'd watch Chris. I would watch. You know, I recorded all the stuff. Watch a lot of MSNBC, a lot of CNN, ABC News. You know, Good Morning America, Morning Joe, and now I very rarely watch it. Now I get most of my news from the New York Times, which I read, or the or I get Audacity, which is a compiler of information, Facebook News, you know,
BBC.
Twitter, BBC, Bloomberg, you know, the AP, you know, and, you know, basically a lot of news I'm just making up right now. Just, you know, just, you know, I think that would make a good story. So I just make it up, you know, that's about it.
Morning Joe's okay, but they just keep having the same people all the time. You've got Mika and you've got, you know, what's his name?
You
know, it's the same cast of characters.
You got two pompous assholes, you know, and they're married to each other, you know, so it's like, you know, but every once in a while they have good people, that I like. But anyway, that's just an opinion. And, you know, of course, remember, do your own research. But there is something I want to bring up right now, because this will affect all of us in the room, with maybe the exception of Paul. And that is, I got an email from Michael Strickland today, and I don't know. It gets confusing for me. But basically, Michael Strickland has been working on, as a lobbyist from Bandit Lights. He's been working as a lobbyist. And as you might remember, that during the COVID times, they had the SVOG, which basically what was the Save Our Stages? Is that correct? Save Our Stages bill, which created the SVOG fund. And a lot of people who were in our business, the sidelines per se of the concert business, the sound, the lights, the staging, that who didn't have a performance venue, we got shut out. Well, Michael has been lobbying like crazy the Senate, and I'm just going to read this really quickly. Today, December 7th, the Music Act was reintroduced in the Senate. The new bill is a bipartisan effort with Republican Senators Blackburn, Hagerty, Democratic Senators Klobuchar, Warnock, Cortez as sponsors. The new legislation serves to allow those left behind by SVOG to receive grants from the remaining funds. This new version of the Music Act is especially important because it reflects bipartisan support, which was previously not visible. So notably on the board now is Klobuchar. And so basically what it means is that there's a very, very good possibility that guys that are supporting the industry like us are now going to be able to be entitled for grants from this money. And it looks like it's going through. I was just, and then there's a PDF attachment to this. And by the way, does anybody know more about it than what I'm telling you right now? You know, while I look for the file, maybe you can say something.
Yeah, I read that, and my only concern is the big players in the industry is going to take, you know, the big chunks out of that money. I'm talking about Claire. I'm talking about, you know, all the big production people that are out there.
Well, Claire might not be able to be eligible for it because they got so many other grant monies. But basically, the short title, the Music Act, they're adding a service and support companies to the Shuttered Venues Act. So that would include all of us that are in this room. And that's something that I will keep looking at. And if anybody wants the email, just you know, send me an email to soundbroker@gmail.com, and I will forward this to you so that you can see it.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's really an interest. It's super interesting, and it's a possibility that we can get a grant, and that's something that I would like to you know, make sure that I share with everybody, and that's why I said it. Anybody interested in that?
I am.
Yeah, good. There you go. So, Tino,
there's another.
I don't believe there's a link for that, though. I don't believe there's a link, so we'll have to send you the. Just send me an email at your soundbroker@gmail.com, and I will send you. I will forward you the this information. All right. So
the other news, kind of breaking news, similar to what you just talked about, is that Elon Musk, who on a good day is the wealthiest man in the world, on some days he's not, but he called for the Senate not to pass the $2 trillion Build Back Better bill, even though it's got all kinds of incentives for electric cars, because basically it favors GM and over Tesla. So he says he doesn't want it. It removes the limit of 200,000 EV deliveries per manufacturer and increases the incentives from 12,500, but he doesn't want it. He says we don't want it.
Yeah, well,
he already made his money.
Better. He's making too much money.
I think Elon Musk really, you know, although he just doesn't seem to me to be a presence in what people are thinking right now, because he's got so much controversy around him, and he's been sued so many times from the SEC, and it's possible that he could even lose his chairmanship of his own company due to the fact that he's trying to manipulate markets, and people know that. So I think that what he says is pretty much discounted right now, especially in the financial markets. You know, I don't think people are taking him as serious.
Look at what he did with Bitcoin. I mean,
the Dogecoin.
I'm going to invest X in the Bitcoin. Bitcoin went, through the stratosphere. And then he said, oops, sorry. Thank you for the 100 million, by the way.
Yeah, I believe it wasn't Bitcoin. It was Dogecoin or Dogecoin.
Dogecoin,
like
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's crypto. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he tried to do a pump and dump on Saturday Night Live. He made a bunch of jokes about Dogecoin, thinking that that it would skyrocket. It never happened.
Yeah. Pull the mic away a little bit from your mouth, no, Paul. You're overmodulating. Just keep the mic a little bit away from your mouth.
I fell for it. I bought some Dogecoin, but it was only a couple.
Well, you probably made some money. Anyway, I got some good news now. So Pfizer said that the COVID booster neutralizes the Omicron variant. So Pfizer and BioNTech said the initial results from laboratory studies showed that the third dose of the vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant. So that's really good news. I mean, because I think that the horse and cows are out of the barn right now. I can't imagine society going backwards right now and saying, that we're gonna stop doing what we're doing. And to lead into that, as far as shows go, ClearCom is doing an Arcadia Road show that they're doing in California, and they're providing lunch for people. So that's something that's interesting. John Legend's going into Las Vegas in the Planet Hollywood Theater. He just announced that. Trevor Noah is going to host the 64th annual Grammys on January 23rd. And speaking of crypto, it's now called the CryptoCom Arena, no longer the Staples Arena. Olivia Rodrigo announces she's going on a 48-date tour. Country Thunder Florida adds Jason Aldean and Chris Young. So there's, Andrea Bocelli announces that he's on the road. Eddie Vedder is on the road. Keith Urban is doing a world tour right now. Iron Maiden's back on the road. Styx and REO will reunite to do a tour. Atlantic City is hosting Luke Bryan and Morgan Wallen. Haim announced the tour. Jack Johnson has announced his tour. The Hangout Musical Festival in Gulf Shore, Alabama announced their lineup, including Post Malone, Halsey, Tame Impala, Zedd. Tame Impala is going on the road. Alice Cooper announced that he's on the road now, all his tour dates. Weird Al Yankovic is going out on the road.
God.
And then, of course, Live Nation announced that they're going. They're partnered with a local promoter, Common People Entertainment, and they're starting to do shows down in New Zealand. So I can't imagine that all of a sudden all these shows are going to get canceled again. I don't think that the world will handle that. I just see that it's going. I think we're moving ahead, and I think people are getting back to normal. What do you guys think?
South by Southwest is going full steam ahead in March. Music festival. ACL Fest is announcing their schedule.
Yeah, and Alice Cooper and Ace Frehley proved that they could do a 22-day tour with Night Bob, with Ace, and with Brad, with Alice. And yeah, 178 daily tests over 22 days, totally, health free tour, and they kick butt.
Yeah. So, and also now the digital passes will soon be more than 30 states, and it'll make travel a lot easier. California, Colorado, Hawaii, Louisiana, New Jersey, New York, Utah, Washington, and Virginia, as well as Puerto Rico. And three more states are going to get on the bandwagon: Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Oregon. And basically, it's called smart health card technology. And it's going to live on your phone. They're not going to have access to it. But if you want to check it out, it's smarthealth.cards. And so that's something that I put up, and you'll have the link in the chat on that.
Never in Florida, Jan. It's against the law.
Well, we're going to see, because I think as the other states pick it up, I think that you're going to see that it's going to be one of those things that forces the states of Florida. I mean, if basically you have Virginia involved in this right now, Utah, Rhode Island, those are states that are, Louisiana. I mean, Louisiana is a red state, you know, so I think that you're going to see that more and more people are going to start to really take this seriously, because they're not going to want their lives interrupted. And right now, we're going to see some residual effects, because right now, the number one place where COVID is just going off the hook are the places like Florida and the Deep South, where they have taken this for granted as it doesn't exist. And you're going to see that because of the health crisis that these people are having and people are dying, eventually they're going to start to get on the bandwagon too. I think it's just a matter of time.
Yep. And if anybody who ever travels internationally, I have, seven apps on my phone, where if I'm going to go from Florida to the UK, I got to have an app for that. If I'm going to go from Florida to Canada, I got to have an app for that. If I'm going to take a cruise, to the Bahamas, hey, guess what? I got to have an app for that. And it's all the same information, but, it's politics. And, I'm an IT and I'm a sound guy, so I don't really care about that.
Well, along the lines of that, when I was flying to Thailand back in July, when I flew into Qatar, I had to, before I could fly into Qatar in the Dallas airport, they made me download an app for Qatar that I had to have on my phone, even though I was never leaving the airport. They made me have that app. And then when I got to Thailand, I have two apps that are mandatory that I carry on my phone. But I think that they're both really good apps, because if I do go into a place where there is COVID and people are reporting it, then it's going to show up, and so I can be more aware. But here, it seems, like I said, other than in the real foreign areas, you know, where the foreigners go, they've really got a clamp down on COVID. And the reality is now what they've done is that they have mask mandates here in Thailand. And to really encourage people to wear masks, it's a 20,000 baht fine if you're caught without wearing a mask in public. And that it translates to roughly about 650 bucks, US dollars. And that's a serious fine, and it's on the spot. It's an on the spot fine. And if you get caught more than twice, the rumor is that they're throwing you out of the country. Basically, people are wearing masks. You see a lot of masks everywhere you go. And the masks here are dirt cheap, and everybody is selling masks. You know, no matter where you go, what store, they've got a mask, they're selling masks, and they're really, really inexpensive here. So,
how's it in Australia, Wade?
Find me a mute button here. Here we go. I found me a mute button. I haven't followed it too much, but we're it's not easy to buy masks at the moment. I went to Woolies. Do you have Woolies over there?
Nope.
Oh, it's a big supermarket anyway. Woolies, Coles. I went to about four places. Couldn't get any masks. Either they were popular and they were sold out. So I got them from the chemist in there. But they're not cheap. So they were $30 for 50 of them. Which I thought was, I just bought the surgical ones. But COVID's just, I'm ready for my third. I'll have my third soldiers as soon as they give them out. Has anyone got their third soldiers yet? Oh, there's a couple of people got.
Well,
in America, Wayne, they made it very easy to get it.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, well, I think we're going to start getting them next year. Yeah, I think they might have just started on the third for some people. You got to wait 6 months, I think, after the second one. I think it's something like that.
Yeah. Go to Walgreens or any drugstore. When you go in, they give you a choice. You can get a watered down dose or you can get a full dose. You get to pick what you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Here in Thailand, I contacted the hospitals, and they are going to start issuing them in January, February. So, but I'll have to pay for it, which will be, you know, peanuts compared to what it would be, you know, the results that I'll get from it, you know, make me a lot happier. But the reality is if I go back to the United States, I'd get it for free. But I have no plans on going back to the United States right now. So that's
Wouldn't there be a Silent Broker swag mask for all of us?
That would be a nice idea, except, you know, I haven't done anything like that. I think, you know, the question would be, if I did that, what kind of mask would we get? Would we do the N95s, you know? And then is that going to make any sense to do an imprint on an N95?
You know what? A mask is a mask. Even if you have a piece of cloth across your face, it's a hell of a lot better than people saying, I'm an American. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Hey, cough on you, you know? I don't know. N95, I agree, Dan, is the best, and I have them. But I tell you what, if I'm going to the grocery store around the block, I'm not going to wear an N95. I'm going to wear a disposable one.
And what I've noticed is there seems to be an entire genetic subset of individuals whose noses apparently are not connected to their lungs. I'm not really sure how that modification or mutation occurred. I see that about everywhere I go.
I agree.
Yeah, they wear the mask down below their nose. Yeah. I hate that, you know. I hate that.
But what's the point?
Yeah, and it seems to me here that the people that are doing that are the foreigners here. None of the locals are abusing the mask ordinances. It's just the foreigners, and that's why they said that they're going to go after the foreigners with a huge fine that will. I mean, $650 is a fine, and here they don't give you a piece of paper. to say, oh, you know, you have to send it in. They ask you right to the ATM machine. If you don't have it, they take you right to the bank, and you're going to get it out of the bank, or you're going to jail. I mean, that's all there is to it. But if you make it to jail,
you never want to be in a Thai jail. Believe me.
I complained about the mask thing under the nose to the grocery store manager just to see what would happen, because they have all the signs that say you have to wear it. And he said, well, there's nothing we can really do about that. I said, well, I'm going to come in next time and wear my pants that way and see what happens.
Where are you located?
I'm in Seattle. Well, just outside of Seattle.
Do you think
Seattle's pretty liberal too?
Oh yeah. They're not. I mean, they wear the mask. They just wear it wrong. And you go to the other side of the mountains, you drive east an hour and a half, and it's all a different world over there. That's Trump land.
Yeah.
Do you think people don't understand that you need the mask completely over your nose and mouth? Because I see that a lot too.
I'd like to believe that nobody's really that stupid, but I see it all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
I think there's a belief system that the right wing has established is that you're breathing in your own, you know, germs, you know, and that it's not healthy for you. That's the right wing philosophy that, you know, you're just it's bad for you.
Mask are about everybody else.
Well, even that's BS, because I had the first cold I've had in over 2 years, like a week ago, and I've been wearing a mask everywhere I go for 2 years. So it's not going to be worse for me to breathe my own germs when I haven't been sick in 2 years.
Right. Well, the question is how would you feel if you walked into the doctor's office and you're in this waiting room, you know, you're sitting now in the patient area, and he walks in and says, hi, you know, and you would, I don't care if you were a redneck or not, you'd be freaking the fuck out.
You wear a mask if they're doing surgery. Or, you know, you want your dentist to wear a mask when they probe around in your mouth. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff. I just think that, you know, it's just so hypocritical of them, you know. This American freedom business, you know, of where, you know, one of my favorite TV shows of all time was Broadcast News, that was written by Aaron Sorkin and Jeff Daniels. You know, he does that, you know, that 5-minute riff about where America is not the greatest country in the world. And it's, you know, we lead the world in nukes. We lead the world in people in prison, you know. But as far as math and science, we're way down the list as far as that. You know, we even have infant mortality rates that are lower than some countries. We don't have any high speed rail in the United States, whereas every other country's. Say that again.
We sure got lots of guns, though.
Oh man, we sure do.
Yeah, for sure.
I was talking to somebody the other day.
I just wanted to say that, you know, that. God, you know, I kind of shut out all the politics on that. And one thing that solidified it for me with all the mask wearing and everything, I worked for Ed Sheeran on the Thursday night opening in NFL football. And it was outside the stadium, and all of us were required. The NFL is no BS. When it comes to COVID. And so I got the gig because half of the union guys said that they didn't want to wear a mask all day. So I said, yeah, an old dinosaur would do the gig. And people were, I was walking from the stage to out front, and people were ridiculing me, saying, hey, you pussy, why are you wearing a mask? This is America. This is Florida. And I'm like going, just doing my gig. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's people that don't care about other people, really, what it comes down to. Because if you care about other people, you're going to do the right thing. And that's all there is to it, you know. So, And with that in mind, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody on YouTube and Facebook. We're going to stay in the room. We're going to talk about some interesting subjects that are in the news that we just didn't want to cover on the Facebook and YouTube because they're going to be really controversial. But if you want to get involved in something controversial, come and join the meeting before and after, and you'll enjoy it. Just remember, everything you heard today was an opinion. Do your own research, so don't take the gospel. If we talked about how you could do your own surgery, just remember that's totally opinion. So if you're going to operate on yourself, you know, good luck. I wish you only the best. But don't do it till after next week's meeting that you're going to come to. There you have it. We'll be back again at 4 p.m. Las Vegas time next week on Wednesday. I hope you get all your shopping done before then. If you don't, you'll still have plenty of time before Christmas. And with that in mind, I wish you all the best that life has to offer. And remember, you make it happen. So stay safe and healthy. And we'll see you again next time. And with that, goodbye, people on YouTube and Facebook.
Bye-bye, sayonara. YouTube. Bye-bye, Facebook.
And we will talk to you again next week. Stay safe and stay healthy. And just remember, bye-bye, once again, you make it happen. So go out and make it happen. And we are off.